are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about yet another crazy twist and turn in this wild 2020 season and 2020 year in general for all of us. So as you all know, the air quality in the Bay Area has been very poor, and the air quality on the whole West Coast has been very poor. And so yesterday's game between the Giants and the Mariners was postponed due to air quality in the Seattle area. And so the teams are now going to fly to the Bay Area. I'm assuming they've already flown to the Bay Area, where today we have beautiful air quality. Thank goodness for that. But both teams had a mutual day off on Thursday, and so they're just going to play a game tonight and then play the second game of the series on Thursday. So we'll talk about that. We have an update on Kevin Gausman, a little bit about Madison Bumgarner, and some other odds and ends as well. A little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. So the craziness of 2020 just continued with the Giants not being able to play their game last night against the Mariners. I do not recall ever seeing an air quality related postponement in baseball in general, let alone, you know, for the Giants. And we're fortunate that the air quality here in the Bay Area has gotten better right now, because otherwise, I mean, they would have had to fly to a neutral site somewhere where the air quality is better to play these games. So just a wild time we're living in. But for the Giants, they get to come home, and they've had their last off day of the year, which was yesterday. And they're also done traveling for the year, assuming the air quality remains good here, because the rest of the Giants' remaining games will be here in the Bay Area. Home games, well, no, these Mariners games are road games, and then the games in Oakland following this Mariners series, obviously in the Bay Area as well, and then the Giants have a 7-game homestand to close out the season. But speaking of the season, I mean, the Giants have played on only one of the last 5 or 6 days, and so it's easy to forget they're in the middle of a playoff race here, and they find themselves barely clinging on to a postseason spot at this point in time. The other teams are obviously playing, so yesterday was not a good day if you're scoreboard watching. The Brewers won big. The Reds won their game against the Pirates. The Pirates have been of no help in that series. And the Rockies won. And so the Brewers and Rockies improved to just 1 game back of the Giants, and the Reds are now just 0.5 game back of the Giants. The Mets lost their game, so they're 2.5 games behind the Giants. There's an interesting race for that number 7 seed. The Giants are currently the number 8 and final seed. The number 7 seed between the Marlins and the Phillies has been back and forth. Those teams have been playing each other a lot, making up for games that the Marlins missed when they had that COVID-19 outbreak on their team. So it's been back and forth for them, but currently it's the Phillies in that number 7 seed, and the Giants are 1 game behind the Phillies there. So if the season had ended yesterday, it would be the Giants against the Dodgers in the first round, which we know that first best of 3 round will take place in the home ballpark of the higher seed. So the Giants would be flying to Los Angeles to play a best of 3 against the Dodgers, which is probably not what they want to have to do. So they really should be trying to get that number 7 seed to play what looks like either the Cubs or the Braves. So according to FanGraphs, the Giants' playoff odds have fallen all the way down to 51.8%. That was at 70% just a few days ago, I think before their doubleheader against the Padres. So it really would have made a big difference if they could have just won one of those two games, but they lost both. They had lost the Thursday game, so they've lost three games in a row, and they're just barely clinging on here. They could fall out of playoff position with a loss and a Reds win tonight. But they still do control their own destiny by having that half-game lead. If they can just win, then that's the best way they're going to put themselves in a good position. It seems obvious, but you know, especially in this series against the Mariners, with a tough series against the A's following this series against the Mariners, the Giants really, really need to take care of business here against Seattle. So these are the biggest games of the year, and every game will be the biggest game of the year. I'm going to stick to my guns and say the Giants really just need to win at least one of these two games, but they can't afford to lose them both. Coming up today, the Rockies play the A's in Colorado. The Rockies beat the A's in Colorado yesterday, so the A's were of no help to the Giants there. The Brewers again play the Cardinals. It's actually another doubleheader, so the Brewers, you know, there could be a big swing depending on how that goes. If somebody wins both games, that could really push things one way or the other. The Reds play the Pirates again. Mercifully, that's the last game of this series. And the Mets play the Phillies, with the Marlins playing the Red Sox. So, scoreboard watching season continues. It's just going to continue from here on out. The season is quickly coming to a close here. There's just about a week and a half remaining. So, coming up tonight for the Giants, it'll actually be Drew Smyly on the mound instead of Tyler Anderson, who was supposed to start yesterday in Seattle. So, I think that's good news. Smyly has a lot of upside on the mound there, and I think they would rather have him going than Tyler Anderson, so tonight's the one you gotta win. LJ Newsome, right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Mariners. He's had some pretty good results so far in three games, two starts. I believe this is his first start back after being hit on the hand on a line drive by Brandon Crawford in his last start. So he has just three career Major League appearances, but he's not necessarily a top prospect. He ranked 27th among Mariners prospects by Fangraphs coming into the year. So, pounds the strike zone. Kind of a weird short arm delivery, but, you know, hopefully the Giants will be able to get to him in this start, which again, oddly, is going to be a road game for the Giants in San Francisco. Anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, there's more to talk about. We have an update on Kevin Gausman. It is good news, so you're going to want to hear about that, and when the Giants expect to have him back in their rotation. Also want to talk a little bit about Madison Bumgarner and how his season has gone. We've talked about him before, but I want to check in again. And then there's some other odds and ends that we may be able to mix in there if time permits. But before we get into it, I want to talk about our good friends over at Built Bar. If you know me, you know that I love these bars. And I wouldn't be saying that about these bars if they weren't so low in sugar, because I'm a health conscious person and I'm not going to be eating a protein bar that basically is a candy bar. But what's great about Built Bar is that they taste like a candy bar. They taste like candy, except they're somehow very low in sugar and high in protein. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate and they're soft and easy to chew. I'm going to give an example of the nutritional facts about one of these bars. The peanut butter bar has 19 grams of protein, just 180 calories, and 5 grams of sugar. Built Bar has reset the promo code for this relaunch. There's a free cooler with every purchase while supplies last. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at builtbar.com. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to give an injury update on Kevin Gausman, talk a little bit about Madison Bumgarner, and then talk about some broader topics around the league as well. But the Kevin Gausman news is a big deal, and it's good news. His MRI that he had to check on his right elbow came back clean and revealed no structural damage. And so manager Gabe Kapler said, "The Gausman news is the best news that we could have gotten in the last 48 hours with all the things that we've gotten news on." It was great to hear that there's no structural damage. Obviously, knowing that we have all our starters intact right now, I know that's something not every club can say. So it is great news. I do want to take a moment to praise the Giants for mostly keeping their pitchers healthy this season. Kapler is totally right that a trend around the game has been pitchers have been getting hurt like never before this season. And I think possibly it is at least in part due to the fact that the Giants did ramp up their starters really slowly. In the early part of the season, these guys were only going 3-4 innings at a time. Kapler was pulling them early. There was a lot of backlash for some of that, but we heard from Andrew Bailey in an article in The Athletic by Eno Saris talking about how it was a deliberate approach to bring these guys along slowly because of the slow ramp up in spring training 2.0. So I want to give them credit for putting the health of their pitchers first in mind and not just trying to get the most out of these guys right out of the gate. Even when the Giants' bullpen was imploding, they were still being conservative with these guys. And as the season has gone on, I think we've seen Kapler has gone deeper and deeper with these starters consistently. Like, we're consistently seeing Cueto throw over 100 pitches, and just all of the starters are getting longer leashes. But anyway, back to Gausman. They couldn't really afford to lose him. It would have been a tough road ahead to try to hold on to this postseason spot if you were going to miss Kevin Gausman for the remainder of the season. So having him healthy, they think he's going to be able to start one of these games against the A's over the weekend, and that's just going to make a huge difference. He might be able to start three more times, once against the A's, maybe once against the Rockies, and once against the Padres. So that should make a big difference. Having Drew Smyly in the rotation as well could make a big difference. The Giants starting pitching, when they were winning all those games, was pretty darn strong and was keeping them in games and allowing the offense to come through and do damage. But lately, the starting pitching has kind of faltered in that San Diego series. So if they're going to make a run at this, they're going to need their starting pitching to get back on track and give them some good starts, and give them some starts where they're allowing no runs, one run, two runs deep into games, and allowing the offense to pile on some runs and deliver those victories. So speaking of starting pitchers, I just wanted to check in on Madison Bumgarner, who made another start for the Diamondbacks yesterday, and another disastrous start for Madison Bumgarner. His team had a big lead in this game, and he just kept pitching, and he kept giving up hits and kept giving up runs. He ended up going 5 1/3, allowed 13 hits and 8 earned runs, 2 homers, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. So in each of his last 5 starts, he's allowed 2 or more home runs and only struck out 2 batters in each of those starts. On the season now, he's allowed 30 earned runs in 31 and 2/3 innings, 13 homers, and 19 strikeouts. So he actually has the worst ERA in baseball among pitchers with at least 30 innings, the worst fielding independent pitching, the worst expected fielding independent pitching, and the worst WAR, Fangraphs WAR, at -0.8. He also has the worst home run rate, home runs per nine, at 3.69. So I expected some regression and that ballpark would be some trouble for him, but man, did I not expect it to be this bad. So I'm just reporting on it because Bumgarner is always going to be a story for Giants fans, and it's worth reporting just how bad he's been. And it also just makes you kind of want to point out to anyone who was saying they just like weren't a Giants fan anymore because the Giants didn't just extend him at all costs, give him whatever he wanted that would make him stay here. There was a lot of negativity about the front office because Bumgarner signed elsewhere. And it's just an example of the risk there is when you extend pitchers to multi-year deals. Giants have seen this over and over with the likes of Matt Cain. Tim Lincecum declined really fast. The Barry Zito contract definitely didn't work out very well, except for that postseason start that he had in that entire 2012 postseason. But it's just worth pointing out because imagine if the Giants had signed him and this was the performance that he was giving them, people would have been even more critical saying, why did they sign this guy? There were all these red flags. So it can be a lose-lose, and that's why a front office just has to stick to their guns and go with their evaluation, because at the end of the day, they're going to be judged by the performance of the player. People may be mad in the moment when you don't sign a guy, but they'd be even more mad for a longer period of time and have more actual justified reason to be mad if the player was performing poorly for their team after they signed the player. So that's what we were saying all along. My hot take of the offseason was that Tyler Anderson and or Kevin Gausman would outpitch Madison Bumgarner this year. That has certainly been the case, but then again, every single pitcher in the league has outpitched Madison Bumgarner this year. So it turned out not to be that difficult of a thing to do. But at the time, it sounded kind of crazy, and I think some people did not agree with that, and I got some feedback that I was being ridiculous, but it's definitely turned out to be the case, and I think Giants fans in a heartbeat would say Kevin Gausman has been way better than Madison Bumgarner this year. So anyway, that's the Gausman news, that's the Bumgarner news. Just want to tease something that we'll talk about in a future episode, but came out today that Rob Manfred is hoping to make the expanded playoff format permanent. He says it has a lot of support among owners, because of course it does, to have 16 teams make the postseason every year. And so there are a lot of people who don't like this, and for good reason. It disincentivizes like winning at the top tier, being, you know, winning your division, having 100 plus wins. If you can just sneak in with like 79 wins, what's the point of really going for it and really trying to be that number one team when you could just sneak in and roll the dice and try to win that way? And when you play 162 games, it kind of makes the regular season less important, because any old team that sneaks into a big postseason field can just do damage without having to have been great for 162. So I understand all those arguments, but I also understand having more teams in it is going to increase excitement. That first best of three round is going to lead. There's like 8 games for the first day of the postseason this year because of all those best of three rounds. And then there's like 7 games the next day. So I understand the excitement that will generate. So I want to talk about this more on another date. But if you have feedback you want to let me know, feel free to follow me on Twitter, shoot me a line there at Ben Caspic, and we can discuss it at a later date. So anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to get this show every single weekday. Please hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about this huge game tonight between the Giants and the Mariners. So please come back for that, and I look forward to seeing you then. If you're a fan of the show, please consider leaving a review, rating the show. Whatever you can do is very much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.